Welcome to Follow Your Courageous Heart, 7 Steps to Move Beyond Fear and Courageously Live the Life of Your Dreams, Part 1 of a 3-part series. Author Anais Nin said, "Life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage." My name is Dr. Davina Katulski, and I've spent over 20 years helping people expand in courage in my work as a psychologist, a life coach, a spiritual practitioner, and an LGBT activist. I found on both a personal and professional level what writer Anais Nin said to be 100% true. Courage opens doors. Courage creates opportunities. Courage gets us to move beyond our comfort zone into the zone of infinite possibilities. The word courage itself comes from the old French word cœur, which means heart. Following your courageous heart is about listening to your heart and living a life aligned with your true essence. Having faith in a friendly universe and choosing to live from love, not fear, that's real courage. And that's the courage of the courageous heart, which is what I'd like to share with you. Living from the courageous heart is about the courage to make choices for your life that are in alignment with you, with your authentic self, and your authentic desires. It's about choosing to live your life from the wisdom of your heart. I'm not talking about being a reckless romantic or acting recklessly. None of those things. This is about deep listening to the wisdom of your heart. And in order to do this, you need to be able to get still and be fully present to life, which I will discuss in part 2, the 7 steps to move beyond fear and courageously follow your heart. Here's an example. Let's say you have a good job and you tell yourself, okay, I could stay in this job for 10 more years and then retire. But when you begin to deeply listen to yourself and really get present in the here and now and tap into your heart, it actually feels more costly to stay another 10 years. You may be aware of other callings that you have, other heart's desires and dreams. Maybe dreams that don't pay as well or have the same level of security. And so logically, your brain would say, stay, just keep showing up to the job. And then, you know, you might buy something and get distracted with something bigger, better, newer, whatever it is. And that temporarily pacifies the calling. But it also locks you in. It's a temporary fix to quiet the calling of our heart. Logically, our brain says things like we need the bigger and the better, we need the status of the job, the benefits, and why would we jump tracks and make less money or have less status? Following your heart isn't about logic, and it isn't about status for status' sake. It's for meaning, and deeper connection and contentment with ourselves and life. Something that cannot be satisfied with materialism or fully numbed out with food or substances. Following your heart is about the courage to listen to a deeper wisdom within and to take action on where your heart wants to lead rather than staying small or comfortable. This is about being true to your heart and being true to your authentic life path, being the writer of your own destiny. Are you ready to be your own hero? Would you like to follow your courageous heart and live the life of your dreams? Today, I'm living the life of my dreams. I'm my own boss, and I've been supporting myself with my writing, private practice, teaching meditation, facilitating workshops, teleseminars, and international retreats, and supporting people in their personal growth, spiritual unfoldment, authentic self-expression, and living the life of their dreams. I absolutely love what I get to do. I love my clients. I love helping people bring out the best in themselves and live their dreams. It absolutely thrills me. My work is like play for me. And I've created a schedule that allows me freedom and flexibility to travel, to play, and to pursue my own spiritual and personal growth. Following my heart has helped me create the most amazing life. Truly, I feel so blessed. And I wouldn't have had any of this today if I'd stayed in my comfort zone and chosen logic and security over listening to and following my heart. But my life wasn't always this way. I used to follow my head, and I craved security. At 26, I'd achieved my head's idea of success, which was a PhD in psychology, and 1 week later, securing a well-paying job with the federal government as a prison psychologist. But by the time I was 38 years old, I'd been working for the Bureau of Prisons for 13 years. And while I knew I was making a difference with the inmates, I was leading groups of meditation, healing circles, empowerment groups, etc. I'd even received Employee of the Month at least 6 times and Employee of the Year once. I knew something was still missing in my life. Now, I had a 6-figure salary with federal holidays off and 4 weeks paid vacation, sick leave, health insurance, retirement, and pension savings. I could retire at 50. And I only had 12 more years to go, and I would retire with full benefits and be paid 3/4 of my salary for the rest of my life. Easy street, right? As long as I kept showing up, my life was mapped out for me for the next 12 years. But that summer, I'd received a scholarship to do research in Italy for a book I was working on. And while in Italy, I realized how restricted my life had become and how shut down I'd become to protect myself in a prison and paramilitary environment. Out of prison and wandering freely in Italy down cobblestone streets and along these beautiful canals with gorgeous buildings, I realized how much more my soul was yearning for. Every year I had to requalify for my weapon skills with a 9mm handgun, M16 machine guns, and shotguns. And at 26, that was kind of exciting. I sort of imagined myself like Jodie Foster in Silence of the Lambs working for the FBI. But 13 years later, it was completely at odds with my spiritual beliefs. Staffing issues and cutbacks had led to psychologists being asked to do strip searches, pat downs, handcuff inmates, and even drive the armed patrol vehicles on a regular basis instead of doing therapy and group counseling. Well, I'd paid off my student loans, bought a home, and had fully intended to leave corrections, but now I was caught in the golden handcuffs and being asked to do things that did not fit right with my heart. So as I wandered those cobblestone streets of Venice, breathing the fresh Adriatic Sea air in, I heard my heart call to me. I heard it clearly. I had to leave the prison system. I had to leave my cushy government job because something inside of me was dying. When I returned from Italy, I immediately hired a spiritual life coach, and we worked on my escape plan. When I gave notice, my boss and coworkers thought I'd gone off the deep end. My boss actually told me I was stupid giving up all the security and benefits. The very next day, the news reported we were in a recession. It was September 2008, and he told me I could take back my notice and stay. I think he and my coworkers thought I would totally eat my words and change my mind. But I realized I had more to gain than to lose by leaving. Over the years, I'd developed the mental and emotional muscles, skills, tools, and resources through my engagement in personal growth and coaching, and through coaching and counseling others. So I was prepared to be in the process of transition. And I knew what it takes to take those risks and stay courageous. I'll be sharing with you the 7 steps to courageously follow your heart that I use with my clients and that help me as well. Now, I know not everyone is going to want to make a huge transition like the one that I did. For some people, following their heart means finally signing up for a class or taking a trip they've always wanted to take or learning a new language. And that's awesome. For me, it was about taking a giant leap. I gave my notice and leapt. Within a year, I'd completed my 2nd book and was leading coming out workshops for LGBT people and their families. I had a thriving private practice in the Bay Area and an international life coaching practice. I was making great money for fewer hours so I could pursue my writing and book promotion, something I had to severely limit because of working at the prison full time. Now I could work with people one-on-one or in groups for 20 hours a week and then devote another 20 hours to my writing, which helped me help even more people, people I've never even met. 4 years after leaving the prison, I chose to relocate to Los Angeles, where my private therapy, coaching, and spiritual counseling practice began filling immediately with striving and successful artists, actors, writers, singers, and professionals who wanted to dive deeper spiritually and stay on course with their dreams. Some of the people who showed up on my therapy couch or who met me in a cafe for their coaching session blew my mind. Real movers and shakers, people who are playing big in their lives, people who had already made huge contributions and who wanted to be even more authentic and create lives that were even more in alignment with their true selves. I also found my practice filling with great people who are waking up from the American dream like I had, finding themselves unhappy with some aspect of their life, like their jobs, careers, or relationships, and wanting to make life changes to create more meaningful lives. It was an incredible confirmation that I had made the right decision to listen to the call of my heart, which is the first step to moving beyond fear and living the life of your dreams. I love working for myself. If I choose to spend more time on a project or a book, it's because I am investing in something that matters to me and something I believe in. I also get to decide when, where, and how, and that's really awesome. I'm not sharing this with you to brag, just to show you what's possible when you follow your heart. If I can have this kind of success, so can you. And I say that because I have friends and clients who have followed their hearts and they've had similar results and are now living the life of their dreams. I have no regrets leaving behind my good job and my good life to create the life of my dreams. I've now worked with thousands of people, and I can tell you that my clients who choose to follow their hearts have no regrets either. By using what I'm going to share with you in part two, my clients learned to courageously follow their hearts, and they were equipped with the tools to move through obstacles and fears so they could stay on their authentic path, and you can too. It's simple. You just need to know the success formula for moving beyond fear and remaining on your authentic path and following your courageous heart. A lot of people start to follow their heart down that path, but if they don't have support, it's really easy to freak out and turn back at the first obstacle or when other people close to them don't support them in making these changes. In the second recording, you'll become familiar with my 7-step process for moving beyond fear to live the life of your dreams. You'll learn what it takes to follow your courageous heart and how to become even more authentic, even more fully self-expressed, and how you can live the life of your dreams. At any time, if you'd like to schedule a consultation with me or find out more about how to work with me, you can go to www.followyourcourageousheart.com.